Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host today for the Haywood County Schools podcast. My very special guest on the program is Mark Shepherd. He's the chair of our policy committee, among many hats, facility use, safety, and you name it, right?
That's
policies,
right.
All kinds of stuff. Today we're going to spend some time talking about the policy manual revision. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I guess just to start, in a nutshell, so just in general, what are we doing?
Well, what we are doing is having the North Carolina School Boards Association revise our policy manual.
And why are we doing that? I mean, I know why we're doing that, but for the purpose of the podcast here.
Well, the reason we're doing that is because we live and operate today in a very policy-driven world, and we want policy to guide what we do and our actions in the school system. And with that being said, we want our policies to be the most current that they possibly can be. And the attorneys at the School Boards Association, it is their job to stay current with the legislation in the state that guides school operations, and to keep policies, to keep model policies that follow that legislation. And we have entered a contractual agreement with them to revise in a very customized way all of our policies. They'll use their model policies as a base, and they will inflect much of our local flavor into those policies for us.
And every school district is a little different. I chaired the committee that you're chairing a long, long time ago in the early 90s. And you can't really have one policy for every district in the state when it applies to just the way you operate, because communities are different. So we still will have a lot of local flavor, like you said, in our policies.
Right.
So, you know, what our policies look like now, and what are those going to look like as we move through the coming months?
Okay. Currently, our policy manual is organized into six sections, starting with the Board of Education and their responsibilities and powers. We have the administrative section, the community relations section, student affairs, curriculum, and personnel sections. So we currently have ours organized into six sections. The North Carolina School Boards Association has their model policy manual divided into nine sections. And they, instead of just having them titled, they run through a 1,000, 2,000, through 9,000 series. The first one is the governing principles, the principles that govern your local board and their actions and authorities through, you know, the 3,000s, which are educational program. The 4,000 is concerning students, and so on and so forth.
And that can be helpful, because that's similar to the way budget codes run. When someone walks in my office and they have a question about instructional supply money, well, my mind immediately goes to 061, which is unrelated to policies. But if you can build policies in a manual that is not only labeled with words, but tied to a number, it makes it much easier to find and adjust and those kinds of things. So we'll have that kind of look. So we have a broader organization, nine areas, because we do, I know, in our administrative area, that might cover everything from attendance to pupil reassignment,
yes,
to even maybe even head lice, you know.
Yes.
So it breaks it out into areas that make a little bit more sense.
Yes, and they for example, our SA1, which deals with students and discipline and things that we have to deal with students, is a very long and kind of tedious policy and can be cumbersome to find your way through.
Mm-hmm. 20-some-odd pages.
Yes, and that'll probably end up being 7 or 8 different policies under the new system.
Right.
Broken out into very easy-to-find sections.
Makes sense. You're talking about one part of discipline and not digging through the whole policy.
Right.
So which ones do we work on first? We've actually started. You've actually started.
We have actually started this process. The first step was for the School Boards Association to look at our policies and make us a correlation chart. And they looked at where our policies fit into their model policies, and also the reverse of that, how theirs fit into ours. And they've already began to customize, and we have received the first series, the 1000 series, and we've been reading those for the last month. We've presented those to our policy committee and looked at, you know, how those changes will affect what we do here in Haywood County. Questions have been brought up, and those are slated to go to the board Monday night for the first reading.
First reading at the Monday night meeting in October. And the feedback that we're getting from the, I don't want to run out of time here, but just for explanation purposes, the feedback that we're getting from the State School Boards Association is basically like a grid. This is what your policy says about this point. This is what the state policy manual says about this point. You can do either of those, or here's maybe even in some instances another little side column where you might say it this way, and then you capture both notions.
Correct.
So there's just a lot of reading for you, Mr. Shepherd.
There is.
And the policy committee, and of course the board too. All right. And then how long do we think it's going to take to get through all of the policies and get that done?
We were told to expect at the minimum 18 months by the School Boards Association. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 to 24 months is typical for them. Like I said, we're moving from a policy manual of roughly 125 or 30 policies to one that will contain around 250 policies.
Right.
So it takes a while to get all of those presented to the board and get them passed in the process, which you know, moves in a 60-day cycle, really.
Right. And just for historical purposes for our listeners, I had the pleasure back in the early 90s of being the first chair of the policy committee back in the dark ages. You know, before the plague. It seems like it was that long ago. And we had, I think, 83 policies at that time. And it took us about a year and a half, even back then, with fewer policies and less governmental regulations. And we're just bombarded with regulations over and over and over and over and over. And I guess just in closing, let's talk about some of the benefits of making these policy changes.
Well, one of the big things is that it will be much simpler and more streamlined to keep our policy manual current. As they send out as the School Boards Association sends out updates, they will seamlessly flow into this new policy manual. So it'll be a whole lot more streamlined for us to keep ourselves current as legislation changes regarding the schools. Another big benefit will be that this policy manual will be searchable. So if I want to know about curriculum, I can type in curriculum and it will bring me up every policy that speaks to curriculum and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you being on, Mr. Shepherd. I want to tell our podcast listeners that if you're interested in policies and you dialed this one up or listened to this one on the radio, we will do another podcast that deals with just the policy process. And that's always interesting, you know, how do they get formed in the first place, not just revising them, and what all is involved. And then we also probably, with Mr. Shepherd, in the near future, will talk about our new procedures and fee schedules for facility use. That's been a hot topic, but we really think we have that in a pretty good place right now.
Yes, we do.
So stay tuned and dial in to our podcast. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.